Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do our Suffer Well devotional series, and we're up to the 259th devotion of this series. And we're going to be looking at the bulls of Bashan. In other words, or what I call our thoughts and our mind, the mind of Messiah, the mind we must have to persevere. So let's read. It says, we start off with a scripture in Psalms 22, verses 12 and 13. It says, many bulls have surrounded me. Bulls of Bashan have compassed and beset me. They grape at me with their mouths and raving and roaring lions. That was Psalms 22, verses 12 and 13. And we read, it says, it's time to cross over, loved one. It's time to seek the deeper implications of the word. Consider this is the bigger picture here, that there were bulls staring at David. Was David's true concern a bunch of wild animals? Was he closed in and surrounded by roaring bulls? Was that his real dilemma? Let us challenge you to be transformed. You do have the mind of Messiah. 1 Corinthians 2:16. You do have the mind of Messiah. This new mind of yours will help you build a foundation that allows for much greater understanding. This greater understanding involves the mystical aspect of Scripture. In a sense, the more supernatural meaning, it will provide an appreciation for the underlying deep and secret truths that Yahweh intends for you to know. However, it is the glory of the Almighty to counsel a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. Proverbs 25:2. The search for the deeper things will aid in the transforming of your mind, Romans 12:2. But be not mistaken, it takes an effort on your part. It is the glory of kings to search out a matter. You are a royal priest, are you not? However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of the Almighty in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which the Almighty ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they knew, they would not have crucified the Messiah of glory, the Master of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which the Almighty has prepared for those who love him. But Yahweh has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of the Almighty. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 to 10. Now let's look at Psalms 22, verses 12 to 13 again, but this time with a more spiritual vision, more spiritual eyes, so that we might search out deep things of the Almighty. It starts off by saying many, and in parentheses, multiplying. Many bulls, and in parentheses, bulls means divided, stubborn thoughts, have surrounded me, in parentheses, invaded my thought process. Bulls of Bashan, in parentheses, material consciousness not yet redeemed to spiritual consciousness, have compassed, in parentheses, continually revolving thoughts, and beset me, and in parentheses, entangled me. They, and then we go into parentheses again, broken consciousness, divided carnal thought processes, gape at me, and in parentheses, speak into my consciousness. With their mouths, and in parentheses, scattering ideas, as raving, and in parentheses, pulling and plucking as thoughts, and roaring, in parentheses, roaming and moaning within, lions, in parentheses, roaring thoughts that obstruct calm thinking. Here is a flowing paraphrase. A growing number of dispersed and stubborn thoughts have invaded my thinking process. These are thoughts that enslave me to an unredeemed material consciousness as opposed to the freedom of spiritual thinking. These fleshly thoughts continually revolve in my mind and keep me entangled. These carnal thought processes create the scattered and fragmented ideas. They pull and pluck at my brain, and they cause a rumbling and mourning within. They roar so loudly that I cannot even think straight. It's all about the mind, the thought process, how we think about ourselves, how we redeem those thoughts by the power of the spirit. It's all in the mind, loved one. Life is in the mind. And I say often that people, if you have trouble falling asleep because your mind is entangled with the worries of this world, if you're so confused and upset and you have all these negative emotions going to the world, not only are you not going to be at peace, but there's something even more detrimental that you're revealing and allowing the enemy to take over your life because you're not showing that joy and that peace that you have in Yahweh. So we must not let that happen. We must stay positive in our thinking. We must seek, continue to seek the mind of Messiah to be one with him in body, in spirit, and in the mind, to think like he thinks, to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And he knows our thoughts are every thought. It says in Psalms 41:11, Yahweh knows the people's thoughts. He knows their thoughts. Yahweh knows our thinking. And we got to look at this for a second. What does the Bible say about us knowing thinkings of other people? Can we know what somebody else is thinking? Now, technology is trying to make this happen today. Technology is trying to make it so we can just think something without even verbally speaking it, and somebody would know our thoughts. As of yet, that's not happening. Only Yahweh can know our thoughts. But let's see what it says, actually shows us in the Bible and the scriptures about this. Genesis 6 verse 5 says, Yahweh saw the wickedness of man was great on earth, and that every intent of thoughts of his heart was evil continually. So knowing that Yahweh knows our thoughts, and we have yet to transform to what the devotional said in getting our mind in a different place than the worldly, fleshly place, that should be very scary, knowing that Yahweh knows what we're thinking. You know, we need to understand this. It says in 1 Chronicles 28:9, it says, when David told his son Solomon, Yahweh searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. Wow. Psalms 94:11 says, Yahweh knows the thoughts of man. Yahweh knows the thoughts of man. And Yeshua knew the thoughts of the scribes in Matthew 9:4. If we know that, we remember that. But we cannot know the thoughts of any other yet. It's not happened. The technology is not there yet, but more important, Yahweh didn't create us that way to know each other's thoughts. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 11 says, for who among men knows the thoughts of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Yahweh did not create humans to be able to communicate simply through thought. He gave us communication, and he gave us a way to talk to each other and so on. You know, there are those that have certain connections with people where they literally do know what a person's going to say before they say it. For example, like a mother and her children, you know, there's just this connection. They know them so well. And even Job, we look at Job and his friends, how he knew them so well. It wasn't this special power to know the see in their head and know their thoughts, but when you know somebody so well, you know their thoughts. And Job 21:27, He tells of one of the comforters, "Behold, I know your thoughts," to one of those friends, "and the plans by which you would wrong me." How did he know? Because he knew him so well. He didn't have the special gift that Yahweh had, or the literally reading people's minds, but you get to know someone so well. It's another story. You know, so you think about that. Think about that. When you know someone so well, it's almost as if you know their thoughts. And here's something very interesting for you all to grasp. And this is why this teaching is important. Yahweh, and only Yahweh, can literally, if you want to say, read our minds or know our thoughts before we even think them. Before we even think them, he knows them. Not only when we're thinking them. We want to know him and his thoughts. We need to get to know him very well and strike up a relationship with him through prayer and spending time with him. That's how you get to know people. People that are married for 50, 60 years, brothers and sisters that grow up together, they know what someone's going to say before they say it because they know that person so well. We need to know Yahweh that well. But here's a real big important question is, can Satan know our thoughts? Can he know our thoughts? And the great thing is to know that he can only know us through our actions and our words, but not through our thoughts. This is why we must stay positive and enthusiastic for Yahweh's word at all times, even if we don't understand or even if we're confused. This is why we must suffer well, because Satan's always watching us. Watching, and if we're continually thinking negative, if we're continually not trusting Yahweh, if we're continually living in fear, Satan knows exactly what we're fearing. He knows exactly how we're going to respond, and that's an open door to him, and we do not want to let that happen. We must not let him see our actions. We must have a positive mind and positive thinking consistently in every situation in our life. And we have to understand that. The enemy cannot see our thoughts. But he sees our actions. So we have to know each other so well. And as we do know each other so well, we have to let the enemy not know what we're thinking. And we have to train ourselves not even to think anything that would open up a door to the enemy to begin with. We have to train ourselves to get there and to do that. Now, before Yeshua came in your life, we had a certain mind. After Yeshua comes in our life, some things are supposed to change. Number one, your heart. You're no longer to love what you used to love. When you get that circumcised heart, you're going to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And our minds. Everything stems from our minds. Everything starts in the mind. You know, as a face reflects in the water, so the man's actions reflects who that person really is, and it starts in the mind. What's this person thinking? Yeshua went over and beyond that. It's not to sin, even to think of sinning is an issue. You know, the mind, we must protect it. We must keep it pure. It says, there's scriptures that talk about this. It says in Romans 8, 6 and 7, "For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile towards Yahweh. For it does not subject itself to the law of Yahweh, for it is not even able to do so." Romans 1, 28 says, "And just as they did not see it fit to acknowledge Yahweh any longer, Yahweh gave them over to deprived mind to do the things which are not proper. Remember, Romans 8, 7, "Because the mind is set on the flesh is hostile towards Yahweh. It does not subject itself to the law of Yahweh, for it is not even able to do so." This is where the mind is of the flesh before we know him, and even sometimes after we know him. It says in Ephesians 4:17, "So this I say and affirm together with Yahweh that you walk no longer just as Gentiles or as non-believers, also walk in the fulfillment of their mind." Colossians 1:21, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds and your evil thinking. Colossians 2:18, let no one keep defrauding you of the prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of the angels, taking his stand on the visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. And Titus 1:15, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience is defiled. The person that does not claim Yeshua and have a solid relationship with Yeshua and is not following the ways of Yeshua is still in the mindset of the flesh. Still in the mindset of sin. Still in the mindset of living against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. But when your heart is truly circumcised, that changes. That changes. And we ask, how could we guard our minds to make sure these things don't happen to us? That we don't go astray and we don't give in to our fleshly thoughts and we try to stay in the spirit. Psalms 19, verse 7 says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, renewing the soul. The status of the Lord is trustworthy, making wise the simple. We hear that. We need to have the mind of Messiah and understand how to protect this. It says in Matthew 5, 27 to 28, you have heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with his heart. You understand how things brew up in the mind? It starts in the mind. We need to have our mind focused on Yahweh. Remember when I give that example, like a rhinoceros going toward your target. Nothing has taken you off your path. That narrow road leading to that narrow gate. It's time. Right now it's time. Every single one of you. In the name of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. In the name of Yeshua. Tell Satan that you are 100% happy with Yahweh. And you command him to leave you alone because he's not going to get to you. Shout it out and let him hear it and let him know. Let him know. Yeshua is a perfect model for everything in life, including spiritual warfare. And there's a whole battle going on we don't even see. And the enemy's just standing there waiting for your negative thought, your negative action, and to do something. But don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. Keep moving forward. Remember, the enemy doesn't know your thoughts, but he just knows your actions. He knows your actions. So show him. Show him what you're really made of. Show him who you really are. And he will flee. He will flee. That's what the word says. The word says he will flee. So we need to think more positive. We need to be more positive in our thinking at all times. It says in Mark 2, verse 8, immediately Yeshua knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, why are you thinking these things? You cannot hide your thoughts from Yahweh. You cannot hide your thoughts from Yeshua. He knows what you're thinking and he wants you to think the way he thinks. He wants you to think the way Yahweh wants you to think. Not focusing on the things that are not of him. It says in Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 15:13 says a joyful heart makes a cheerful countenance, but the sorrow of the heart crushes the spirit. And Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? It starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. We must take on the mind of Messiah. That's what we must do. That's what we must do. And we must think about joy and thankfulness always, no matter what. The joy in our lives always, no matter what. Praising him. Praise him, praise him. Yes, praise our wonderful creator at all times, no matter what. I am making this statement. No person that says they have a relationship with Yahweh should ever be sad, should ever think negative, should ever worry or fear man. He just shouldn't. And I'm not asking you or trying to convince you of this. I'm telling you, you must change your mind to think. That's what repentance is, right? Repentance isn't tears coming out of your eyes or doing something. Repentance is changing the way you think about something. That's what it is. And the Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. And I tell you, Philippians 4:8 says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think. The mindset that we're talking about here in the devotional today, to thinking about the fruits of the Spirit. That's it. It says in Colossians 3:1-2, if then you were raised with Yeshua, seek those things which are above, where Yeshua is, sitting at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on earth. Here's what it comes down to when this whole teaching is about, Ephesians 4:23. Let the Spirit change your way of thinking. That's it right there. That's it. Ask him. Change your way of thinking. Change your way of thinking. That's it. We change our way to think, and then our thoughts are pure. You know, and then we seek his words and being obedient to his guidelines and instructions. It says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bringing it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yahshua. Remember in Romans 12 in verse 2 where it says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So remember Ephesians 4:23 of Ephesians, let the Spirit change your way of thinking. Romans 12:2, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what it comes down to. That's what this is about. Start thinking for Yahweh. Start thinking like Yeshua right now. No what ifs and buts and all this stuff. No, yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. He says in John 14:27, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be distressed or lacking in courage. The fruits of the Spirit and everything that goes along with that. We must stand on them, not having any fear, knowing that Yahweh's in control of everything. He's in control. He sees it all. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it says in Isaiah 26:3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And I ask you, in reference to Isaiah 26:3, and I ask you all, do you trust Yahweh? Do you trust Yahweh? Do you want that mind of peace? Read it yourself, Isaiah 26:3. In perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trusting in Yahweh's plan. That's it. Remember, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Self-control. That's what he wants us to do. The enemy cannot attack us physically, but he can destroy us mentally, and that's what he does to people. We must have a mind, a new mind, focused on Yahweh, focused on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Philippians 2:5 says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Yeshua Messiah. So I pray that you're getting this and you're understanding this and you're ready to change your mindset. Change your mindset about the things that have been holding you back. Don't be like the Israelites when they left the land in the captivity of Egypt. They were still in captive because Egypt didn't leave them. They kept thinking about Egypt. They kept thinking about going back. Where's the U-turn? What's the quickest way to get back? Because they were like under the mindset of, oh, I at least I had this there and all this there. They weren't on the mindset of trusting Yahweh and going this way. They wanted to go backwards. There's no neutral avatar creator. You must keep moving forward in all things, closer to him, and understand and trust his plan over your plan. Remember what it says, to love him with all your heart, and that means to trust him. And you think in the scriptures, when the mindset of the people, all the prophets that were tortured and killed, even the apostles tortured and killed, their mind was on Messiah. And you know what? There are people out there in the world today that same thing's happening, being tortured and killed. But you know what? I heard from somebody once, and they said, Americans would never understand the Middle Eastern culture and their connection with their God, because this is the way it is, and this is why they're willing to their God. It says, because he becomes part of their DNA. He becomes part of the DNA. And I am telling you that we need to become part of the DNA of Yeshua. We need to study the word so well, study Yeshua's words and Yahweh's words so well that we know what the next verse is going to say, but we also know what he's going to do in every situation. No more surprises. No more surprises. When you know him well enough, you're going to know exactly what he's going to say and what he wants you to do. You won't be surprised. And he's waiting to reveal these things to us so we can understand the parable, so we can understand these things, but we must run to him. Run to him. Oh, and I say in closing this day, Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you in your sight, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. May we all feel that and say that and believe that. May our mind be set on him no matter what, no matter what. And may we not let anything distract us from that. Nothing. And don't give anything to signs or anything to the enemy. Nothing, nothing. And we remember this, and it's such a beautiful thing. And Yahweh Shalom is all over us. It's all over us. And it's great. It's so great. So I prayed to Yahweh, and he answered me. Yes, through his holy word, through his book, through other people, through the voice. He's speaking to you, and he wants you to have a mindset. Remember, the enemy doesn't see your mind. Your friend can't read your mind, but Yahweh knows all your thoughts. So make them be pure. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
To you, our wonderful and generous listeners, we wish a most blessed and joyful Christmas with God's rich grace showering you and your loved ones.
Merry Christmas, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Hello, my name is Sue Chess, the CEO of CareNet of the Treasure Coast. If you have given to CareNet in the past, we thank you for these voices of some of the lives you helped to save. To give many more a Merry Christmas, please go to CareNetFriends.com and give your best Christmas gift today. That's CareNetFriends.com. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.